Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley. You know, as a Cherokee, I was always taught that if you can feel that somebody genuinely appreciates, admires, and loves what you have, then you have to give it to them. Now, I don't mean covet. I mean appreciate, admire, and love. This is all about attachment and detachment. One day while at a festival with the group that I hang out with, we were doing a fundraiser. A friend of mine and I were stopped by a man who had commented on my necklace. It was a hand-carved wooden cross on a leather strap that I honestly cherished. I had gotten it when I was back home in Cherokee, the Indian reservation in North Carolina, where the majority of my family lives. The necklace was hand-carved by one of my kin back in Cherokee. When we stopped, the man just kept going on and on about my necklace. So I took it off and gave it to him. My friend exclaimed, "You can't give him that necklace. You love that necklace." I replied, "Yes, I can, and I will." Then I took off my necklace and gave it to the man. I tied it around his neck as he held it with one hand, smiling. Then I said to him, "What does that cross mean to you?" He said, "Nothing. Not a thing. I just like the necklace. It means nothing to me." We just stood there for a moment, pretty much silent, and then we just turned and walked away. My friend said to me, "See, I knew you shouldn't have given it to him. You really like that necklace." Obviously, my friend was more attached to it than I was. I stopped, turned and looked at my friend and said, "Look, I have to leave it up to God. I don't know if that guy is a wolf in sheep's clothing or not. And if he is, all the more reason. All I know is that God is now hanging around that man's neck whether he realizes it or not, and I'm good with that." And that, my friends, is the true meaning of an Indian giver. It is all about attachment and detachment. While I was more attached to Christ, this man could have not been more detached from him. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.